It has been a changeable day across eastern New York and western New England. The stormy weather has moved well to our east. In its wake, the wind has been rather gusty, mainly out of the northwest and west, and that is helping to push in some cool air. So we're going to have a cool and breezy stretch of weather coming up over the next day or so. And there's going to be a few scattered showers as well. Some lake effect rain and snow showers are ahead as we head into the early evening, and as the colder air comes in, any rain showers should switch over to snow showers. And there's also the chance for a few scattered snow showers across the higher elevations overnight into tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll have clouds and stars. It's still going to be a breezy night, though the wind won't be quite as intense as it has been this afternoon. Low temperatures tonight will be largely in the 20s to low 30s, which will feel cool, but it's not really unusually cold for this time of year. So tomorrow we'll start off with clouds and sun. We're likely to see some clouds lingering, especially in the mountains. And there's still that chance for some snow showers in the mountains and also in some lake effect areas. As we go through the day tomorrow, we should see a little more sunshine come out. So in spots where the clouds are with us during the morning, it should trend brighter. Other spots should be mainly sunny through the entire day. It is going to be a breezy day, though not as gusty as today, and it will be pretty chilly. High temperatures will be in the 20s and 30s tomorrow. We should be in the mid to upper 30s in the Albany area. A few spots south of Albany will make it up into the 40s. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll have a storm system draw closer, so it'll be a fairly cloudy day. There's the chance for some light rain or snow showers on Wednesday. I don't think that's going to be a giant deal, though there's the possibility for a few slick spots primarily across the North Country. And then on Thanksgiving Day, it does look fairly gray, and there's the chance for some rain, so it might be a bit damp at times on Thursday. And temperatures will be warmer, running in the 40s to around 50 degrees. So on the Wednesday and Thursday time frame, the Thanksgiving time frame, the weather is not looking spectacular, but it's certainly not going to be as bad as it can get around here this time of year. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with some scattered snow showers, especially in the mountains. Breezy, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. A chance of snow showers mainly in the mountains. Breezy and cold, a high of 26 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered lake effect snow showers. Breezy, lows in the 20s to around 30. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Chance for snow showers, breezy and cold, a high of 26 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, lows in the upper 20s to low 30s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy with the chance of a snow shower, breezy, lows in the upper 20s to low 30s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with some light rain or snow showers, highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of some rain, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.